Earlier in this course, we covered creating one piece of content and resizing it for each social media platform. Well, in this training, it's going to be something similar as we're covering how to repurpose content. So often, and I know I'm guilty of this myself, we get so focused on creating and publishing piece after piece of content and posting different things all the time that we completely forget about all the great content that we've already produced. So repurposing is one of those strategies that every business owner really should be following. If you've been creating content for a while, you have to know that one story can actually tell dozens more. So it's fantastic for giving you a really great benefit for not a lot of effort. Again, your focus is growing your business and building houses. It's not necessarily creating lots and lots of content for social media. So this is a great way for you to get the biggest bang for your time. Repurposing content is pretty much a fancy name for content recycling. Simply, you're taking existing content and reusing it somewhere else in a different way. And it's really just giving new life to content that you've already done. And it sounds pretty simple, but depending on how you do it, it can be tricky sometimes. To make things easier, when it comes to creating content for social media, keep repurposing in mind. So when you're creating something, you can think, well, how can I use this further down the track? Because doing it this way actually gives you some really good benefits and it saves you a lot of time, especially when you look at the amount of hard work that goes into what's already been created and quite often can help you reach a completely new audience. Often reformatting your content to other platforms means reaching much larger and different audiences. And we'll go into that in further courses where we drill down into specific social media platforms. So the first thing that you need to look at is social media engagement rates. Now, good engagement rate on most social media platforms is between 1% and 5%. Facebook itself will only show your content, what we call organic followers, so people that you haven't paid to get in front of, about 1% of the time. So if you have got 200 followers, only 1% of them are going to see posts that you put up on a regular basis, unless you're actually following this course and when we go into further lessons on how to engage with people. But on average, between 1% and 5% is what is considered the average engagement rate. So it's pretty arrogant to assume that not only do the people that are following you watch everything that you do, but that they also remember it. In fact, on average, as I said earlier, only 1% of your followers actually see what you post, which is why the next course is all about boosting posts and paid advertising. When you start thinking about what to repurpose, look at the content that's been created by fellow franchisees and quite often head office from walkthrough videos, house plans, and other static photos. You can take snippets of a long form video. So a long form video is anything that's over 1 to 2 minutes. And you can cut that into 30 or 60 second reels or stories. You can add overlays like emojis and put stickers and watermarks. And just do different things to make sure that your video stands out. You use select branded assets like logos and, the David Reed Holmes fonts and colors. And it really is the best way to combine images and videos and text layers together into a bit of a multimedia Instagram post or Facebook reel to attract new likes and followers. When it comes to reposting or recycling, you can change up a post that you've previously uploaded. And again, you've got to remember you're looking at between 1% to 5%, and they are not going to remember every single post that you ever put up on social media. You can make memes, which is the jokes. You can do vlogs or video blogs. You could do what we call a talking head video, which is you literally just standing with your phone talking to the camera. You could do post teasers, where you do a particular post on Instagram and then in your stories, you share it to your stories with a big sticker saying new post up. And then you can do previews of longer form content when you start posting on YouTube. So if you have a video that goes up on YouTube, you could do a post about that with a link saying, come and check out our new video. Then consider using links on your actual post or even using the swipe up feature to direct Instagram audiences to a full-length video that you have on your channel. To do that, you simply paste the URL in your story video teaser, add a URL sticker or a text overlay, or you can put that in your Reels descriptions. One of the first ways of repurposing or recycling is to use old images as post backgrounds. If you've got a really great image of a previous build that you've done, use that as a post background. As long as you're using the particular size needed for the platform that you're on, you can use the same image or a series of images as the backgrounds for quotes. So there could be specific quotes that you extract from blog posts, or it could just simply be a post of the images on their own to get attention to a particular previous build that you've done. The second way is to post snippets of existing video content. So again, Head Office does some fantastic videos. You might even have a YouTube channel yourself for your particular franchise. And if you don't, we will be covering how to set one up in another training. But if you've got business related video content, you can cut that down into a 30 or 60 second snippet and use that as a story or as a reel, again, promoting a longer form video that you've done. And when it comes to using video, you actually get the highest return on investment and the biggest engagement because our attention spans are getting shorter and people like to be entertained. So posting snippets from a longer form video is a great way of repurposing content. The next way is to post what's called user-generated content. So if you have a particular client or a supplier that has done a great post, you can share that onto your feed. User-generated content can also be a review on a build that you've done. It can be a review that's been left on Google that you can copy across. Or it could be a supplier showcasing your use of their product to get feedback. Or it could be a supplier showcasing your use of their product, or even something as simple as getting feedback on some community work that you've done. The next way is to repost content from other profiles. So this could be taking a screenshot of a Facebook post to share on LinkedIn, or a picture of a YouTube thumbnail to promote a new video on your Instagram story, or if you're using Twitter, a screenshot of a tweet for your Instagram page. And that's one of the fastest ways to actually repost from other profiles. The next way is to take a quote from a David Reed Holmes blog or from a supplier. Now, quotes from top performing content, especially if they're coming from industry leaders, is really impactful. And then updating older content. So there could be some new developments or a different technique that you've discovered that you might have already posted about previously. You can take that old post, make some adjustments, update it slightly, and then republish it. So you don't have to do a complete overhaul, although that is an option if you want to. You can just tweak it slightly to make sure that it appeals to the audience it's in front of. So repurposing isn't difficult, and it really is a great way to use some of the amazing content that you, Head Office, your suppliers, and other franchisees have created previously. That's it for repurposing content. In the next training, we are going to be focusing on content engagement, and this is how you start building your followers. The next video is going to be all about dealing with comments and inviting people to your pages.